أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I hope you all have heard the audios of Salah section. Its obligation, superiority and importance. The next thing that comes before Salah is how to perform wudu. What is the method to perform the wudu and how much hardship will be there or how much hardship we have to face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us very easy way to perform wudu. But probably we have put our deen in hardship. Nowadays, we adopt very different and difficult methods to perform wudu, about which we do not have any information or any authenticity. With this book, we will come to know about this. If we look at page number 87, there is explanation on wudu and its method of performing. Let's look at it quickly, inshallah. Number 1, when we get out of bed after waking up, then the first thing we should do is to wash our hands. Why? Because in a narration from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when you wake up from sleep, do not put your hands in water vessel until you wash your hands 3 times. Because you do not know where the hands has spent its night. Meaning, after waking up from sleep, wash your hands 3 times, then put in water vessel. Because during night, our hands might have got in contact with any part of our body and got filthy. So it is better, very good and masnoon to wash hands 3 times in the morning after waking up. Right? Number 2. Wash and blow the nose 3 times. A narration from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when you wake up and intend to perform wudu, then pour water in the nose and blow it out 3 times because shaitan spends its night inside the nose. The reality and the reason for shaitan spending its night inside sleeping person's nose, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. What our duty and iman is to believe that shaitan spends its night in our nose. So we blow it out, right? It is very soothing act of wudu and logically, we feel very relaxed when we do wudu in this way. When you put water in your nose, try to pull it to the top, then blow it out. Maybe you feel like a tingling sensation while pulling water to the top. But in fact, that is good for our health, especially for those who have sinus and sleep disorders. Try it. It is very helpful. Especially during wudu, try to put more water inside the nose. It will give you soothing effect. And if anyone has breathing problems during night, this will help in eliminating that problem. See, while adopting a sunnah, not only we benefit in deen, but also in this world. We can say that every word which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said or acted is like an advice from doctor for us. Will we take this advice the way we rush to take doctor's advice and ask for this and that? Number 3. There is a complete sequence to perform masnoon wudu. First of all, before starting, say Bismillah. Because Prophet ﷺ has said to his Sahaba to start wudu with Bismillah. Remember that we have to say only Bismillah in the starting of wudu. Rahman and Rahim words are not proven by Sunnah. So we cannot say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We have to say in the way which Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam taught us. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said that the person who does not say Allah's name in the starting of wudu, then his wudu is not accepted. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to start from right while wearing shoes, combing, bathing, and in all the other work. So number 4 is, wash both hands up to the wrist for 3 times. While washing hands, try to clean in between the fingers. Number 5, take a handful of water and gargle the mouth with half water. Use the other half to wash the nose. Do this procedure 3 times. Maybe this procedure is a little difficult for some of us, or some of it we do not do, but it is masnoon, and we can find its reference in the hadith. This is a very good sunnah, to use half water for gargle and the other half to wash nose, then blow out with left hand 3 times. It may look hard, but once in practice, it will be very easy and useful. So from today onwards, we will do gargle and nose in one shot, inshallah. Number 6. Wash the face 3 times. We have to wash from forehead to forelock to chin. Complete face. Number 7. Then take handful of water and spread it in the beard from the chin. Number 8. Wash the right hand up to the elbow 3 times. Then left hand also 3 times. Number 9. Massage of the head using both hands, starting from the forehead all the way down near the neck, then back to the start. Number 10. Massage of head should be done only one time. Massage of the ears are done in such a way that the index finger passes from the both ear holes and through the top of ear and thumb finger behind the ear from top to bottom. Number 12. Wash right foot 3 times, then left foot 3 times. Careful that the heel and ankle are washed properly. Number 13, clean the toes properly. Number 14, Sahaba used to say that they saw Prophet ﷺ cleaning his toes with his pinky finger. Number 15, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that if there is a bandage on the wound, then during wuzu, do masah of the bandage and wash the surroundings. There are some don'ts which we should not do during wudu, and they are: the hadith in which taking different water for gargle and nose is considered as weak hadith by Imam Abu Dawud in hadith number 139. Imam Nawawi and Hafiz Ibn Hajar also consider this as weak hadith. Then Prophet ﷺ has said that ears are part of head, so different water is not used for head and ears masah. Masah of neck is not proven by sunnah. Hafiz ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu alayhi has said that there is no sahih hadith mentioned regarding the masah of neck. Imam Nawawi has said that the hadith which states the masah of neck is weak. So what we will do? We will use same water for gargle and nose. We will do masah of head and ears, but not the neck. Now let's see what are the du'as we have to read after wudu. Let's see what Prophet ﷺ used to read after wudu. Prophet ﷺ said that if any person who performs his complete wudu and then they say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, I bear witness there is no God but Allah. He is alone with no partners with him. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's slave and his messenger. Then for him, all the 8 gates of Jannah will be opened and said to enter from whichever gate he wants. Subhanallah. And in one narration, this dua is read by looking at the sky, but this narration is weak. And this dua is also read after wuzu. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Glory to be Allah, and all praise and thanks belong to Allah. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I ask His forgiveness and I return towards Allah in repentance. So these are the masnoon duas read after wudu by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. But some people read different duas at each step of wudu, which are found in different books. It is clear that these duas are not proven by any hadith nor from any Prophet's companions' actions. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent his complete deen on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, then doing any addition or subtraction in deen is not permissible for any person. What will we get with complete wudu? Forgiveness and higher ranks is achieved by complete wudu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger has said that wudu is half iman. A narration by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that I heard from a friend that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that in Jannah the believer's ornament, that is Noor, will reach to the point where wudu water has reached. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that shall I not show you the deed which will remove the sins and increase the ranks? The companions answered, O Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, please show us. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, in difficulty or hardship, sick or in cold weather, doing complete wudu, going to mosque with consistency and wait for one salah after another, will remove sins and increase the ranks. So this was the quick and precise way of performing wudu. Hope we will all perform our wudu in this masnoon way. If we had a habit of adding or subtracting in wudu before, then we will try to change the way to masnoon method, inshallah. We can make a handout from today as reminder, so that it will be easy for us to follow the hadith. Will you now make changes in your way according to sunnah? If yes, please send your feedback to the Islah admin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our best actions and guide us to do the best and easy action. So save us from every type of innovation. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.